Ukraine NATO emergency missile talks next week. By Breitbart London on November 22, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked a central city with an experimental hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated the nearly 33-month-old war. The conflict is entering a decisive phase, Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk said Friday, and taking on very dramatic dimensions. Ukraine's parliament canceled the session as security was tightened following Thursday's Russian strike on a military facility in the city of Dnipro. In a stark warning to the West, President Vladimir Putin said in a nationally televised speech to his nation that the attack with the intermediate-range Oreshnik missile was retaliation for Kyiv's use of U.S. and British longer-range missiles capable of striking deeper into Russian territory. Putin said Western air defense systems would be powerless to stop the new missile. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov kept up the bellicose tone on Friday, blaming the reckless decisions and actions of Western countries in supplying weapons to Ukraine to strike Russia. The Russian side has clearly demonstrated its capabilities and the contours of further retaliatory actions in the event that our concerns were not taken into account have also been quite clearly outlined, he said. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, widely seen as having the warmest relations with the Kremlin in the European Union, echoed Moscow's talking points, suggesting the use of U.S.-supplied weapons in Ukraine likely requires direct American involvement. These are rockets that are fired and then guided to a target via an electronic system, which requires the world's most advanced technology and satellite communications capability, Orbán said on state radio. There is a strong assumption that these missiles cannot be guided without the assistance of American personnel. Orbán cautioned against underestimating Russia's responses, emphasizing that the country's recent modifications to its nuclear deployment doctrine should not be dismissed as a bluff. It's not a trick. There will be consequences, he said. Separately in Kyiv, Czech Foreign Minister Jan Lipovský called Thursday's missile strike an escalatory step in an attempt of the Russian dictator to scare the population of Ukraine and to scare the population of Europe. At a news conference with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha, Lipovský also expressed his full support for delivering the necessary additional air defense systems to protect Ukrainian civilians from the heinous attacks. He underlined that the Czech Republic will impose no limits on the use of its weapons and equipment given to Ukraine. Three lawmakers from Ukraine's parliament, the Verkhovna Rada, confirmed that Friday's previously scheduled session was called off due to the ongoing threat of Russian missiles targeting government buildings in central Kyiv. In addition, there also was a recommendation to limit the work of all commercial offices and non-governmental organizations in that perimeter, and local residents were warned of the increased threat, said lawmaker Makita Potaryev, who added this is not the first time such a threat has been received. President Volodymyr Zelensky's office continued to work in compliance with standard security measures, a spokesperson said. Ukraine's main intelligence directorate said the Oreshnik missile, whose name in Russian means hazelnut tree, was fired from the Kapustin Yar 4th missile test range in Russia's Astrakhan region, and flew 15 minutes before striking Dnipro. The missile had six non-nuclear warheads each carrying six submunitions and reached a spud of Mach 11, it said. Test launches of a similar missile were conducted in October 2023 and June 2024, the directorate said. The Pentagon confirmed that Russia's missile was a new experimental type of intermediate-range missile based on its RS-26 Rubizhne intercontinental ballistic missile. Elsewhere in Ukraine, Russia struck a residential district of Sumy overnight with Iranian-designed Shahed drones, killing two people and injuring 13, the regional administration said. Ukraine's Suspil media, quoting Sumy regional head Volodymyr Artyuk, said the drones were stuffed with shrapnel elements. These weapons are used to destroy people, not to destroy objects, said Artyuk, according to Suspiln.